Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today as we continue a message I've entitled, Taking Hold of the Scarlet Thread. And by way of introduction, I shared the first 20 verses of Joshua, the second chapter, which is an accounting of what happened when the children of Israel had crossed Jordan and they were getting ready to invade Canaan, and their first city to take was that of Jericho. And so they were waiting for the report of the two spies which Joshua had sent to look over the land and especially to check out Jericho. They were received by a woman, a harlot who lived on the wall by the name of Rahab. She hid them and made an amazing statement of faith that declaring the city had heard of what God had done for the children of Israel in Egypt and how the two kings of Canaan were killed, Og and Sihon, and they were in terror. They were totally terrified by the report that they heard, and so they were quaking in their boots because here this army was assembled on the other side of the Jordan getting ready to cross over. And she expressed a beautiful statement of faith, hid the spies to her own danger, and the spies promised in exchange for that kindness that they would spare her and her entire household as she brought them in within the walls of her home. And we see there's a beautiful and rich significance to this scarlet thread. It was a literal scarlet red rope, if you will, that let them down. But symbolically, it speaks of that scarlet thread of the blood of Jesus Christ running from the book of Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation. And we can see in the beginning how the serpent usurped the authority of God's creation, brought about the fall of Adam and Eve, and as a result of their sin, they were banished from the garden of God. But as we look and see the work of Satan the tempter there in the garden, we see the prophetic blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as well as the real blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see the work of Jehovah as he taught Adam and Eve, our first parents, to offer sacrifice. We see he clothed them with the skins of animals before they were expelled from the garden. We also see Cain and Abel, their children, and they were offering sacrifices to God. One sacrifice was not accepted, and that was Cain's, because he failed to have faith. And the reason he failed to have the faith was because all the sacrifices for sin required the shedding of blood, and he brought an offering of fruit instead of blood. So Cain committed the first great sin against God by failing to hold to the scarlet thread, that prophetical, beautiful, life-saving thread. Beloved, it's the same today. There are many who have the opportunity to hear, to listen, but they reject the glorious good news of the gospel, and they want to do it their own way, to bring about what they consider their own works of righteousness, to allow their own self-will to be fulfilled and to follow the desires of their heart. There is only one way to God, one way to the Father, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, the natural carnal man doesn't like that. They feel that there are many ways to God. We don't have to follow what the Bible says, but beloved, those who are really truly seeking after truth will find that it's not their way, their perspective, but it is the way of the Lord. And when God changes our heart, draws us to Him, we can see how beautiful His love, His mercy is to us. We can see that same scarlet thread, that same prophetical scarlet thread running through the book of Genesis, that same scarlet thread that is found on Mount Moriah. Remember when Abraham dared to step out on the command of God, he led his son Isaac up the side of the mountain to sacrifice him because God told him to. And what we see here is symbolism. Isaac, a type of Jesus Christ, was an only son, a son that Abraham had waited years for and so loved him. And of course, Jesus was the only begotten of the Father. He bore wood on his shoulders, as did Jesus Christ, as he carried that wooden cross up to Golgotha's hill. Isaac went up to Mount Moriah as Jesus did. He was there to offer his life as Jesus offered his. And what, all heaven must have held their breath, because there was Abraham and he stood with his knife held high. It was poised and he was determined in his heart, ready to strike his son Isaac in obedience to the command of God, when he was stopped a second before the execution of that act. God sent an angel from heaven with the message, "Hold your hand, look over to that thicket, and you will find a ram caught there." And was it not true? When Isaac was asking, "Father, where's the lamb for the sacrifice?" he said, "God will provide the lamb." And beloved, there is blood in that lamb, and that blood is only a type of the blood of the lamb which shall come and take away the sins of the world. That is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we look going on through the Bible, through the book of Leviticus, we see the prophets from one end to the other telling that a Savior is coming who shall offer his life for the sins of the world. And everything in the Old Testament was a type and shadow of that which was to come. Remember at the Last Supper, when Jesus gathered his disciples together before his suffering and passion, he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant that he was establishing." And as we look at that moment in time, we see how great was the love of the Father that 33 years before he sent Jesus as a tiny, helpless baby to be born of a virgin. And the starry heaven was filled with the hosts of heaven rejoicing and giving to the shepherds who were waiting, watching their flocks in the night, a glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. That there was good news. God was announcing in fact, normally he would bring that message through angels, personally delivering it, but this was a whole host of heaven in the heavens declaring the momentous occasion that a child was born who would shed his blood for the remission of sin. Praise God. When we look into the New Testament, we find the disciples telling us of the life of Jesus, who came into the world just like the prophets had said, and who laid down his life on Calvary. He slept in a borrowed man's tomb. He rose again the third day and gave the promise of the coming of the Holy Ghost and ascended into heaven. We can look into the book of Acts, more correctly titled the book of the Acts of God, if you will, and you will see these things coming to pass as Jesus had said. This was done after the shedding of the blood of the Lamb, and the Acts of the Apostles are the works of God wrought through them by the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again. When we look into the epistles of Paul and the other writers in the New Testament, they are all written with the blood of the Lamb of God. When we look into the book of Revelation, we see it is the book of the unveiled Christ, the Lamb of God, the one who loved us and laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. The veil of his flesh was torn, and he is now the risen Lord of glory, standing in the midst of his church. He rose from the grave to be the divine administrator of his glorious new covenant. Everywhere we look in the Word of God, we can see this beautiful, precious, glorious scarlet thread running through and through from Genesis to Revelation. That glorious scarlet thread that is strong enough to hold the weight of the entire world as every sinner may come and be cleansed by the blood shed for the remission of sins. Jesus bore the sins of the world on the cross. Can you see that scene in Gethsemane where it said that Jesus sweat as it were great drops of blood as he prepared himself for that day of atonement wherein the Lamb of God without spot or blemish would pay the supreme penalty for the whole human race? He was a man. Surely he did not want to do it in his natural desire. What man would look forward to torture and punishment, and especially death, the cruelest death of all, the death of a cross? But he was willing to submit himself to the Father's will. He said, Lord, all things are possible with you, Father. You could do this some other way. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And so, beloved, it doesn't make any difference whether one is rich or poor, old or young, what race you may be a part of. Your soul salvation depends solely on this scarlet thread that runs from Calvary, no longer a prophetical scarlet thread, as we were seeing in the book of Joshua, but now the reality manifested for the sins of the whole world. This scarlet thread is not only long enough, for we have seen it runs down through the ages, it's long enough to reach down to your life right now, and it's strong enough also. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.